April, Reflecting Christ in Our Spiritual Growth. God's Original Plan of Communication, April 1. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. In a knowledge of God, all true knowledge and real development have their source. Wherever we turn, in the physical, the mental, or the spiritual realm, in whatever we behold, apart from the blight of sin, this knowledge is revealed. Whatever line of investigation we pursue, with a sincere purpose to arrive at truth, we are brought in touch with the unseen, mighty intelligence that is working in and through all. The mind of man is brought into communion with the mind of God, the finite with the infinite. The effect of such communion on body and mind and soul is beyond estimate. In this communion is found the highest education. It is God's own method of development. Acquaint now thyself with Him is His message to mankind. The method outlined in these words was the method followed in the education of the Father of our race. When in the glory of sinless manhood Adam stood in holy Eden, it was thus that God instructed him. When Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore, in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature, a likeness to his Maker. God created man in his own image, and it was his purpose that the longer man lived, the more fully he should reveal this image, the more fully reflect the glory of the Creator. All his faculties were capable of development, their capacity and vigor were continually to increase. Vast was the scope offered for their exercise, glorious the field open to their research. Face to face, heart to heart communion with his Maker was his high privilege. Had he remained loyal to God, all this would have been his forever. More and more fully would he have fulfilled the object of his creation, more and more fully have reflected the Creator's glory. The laws and operations of nature, and the great principles of truth that govern the spiritual universe, were opened to their minds by the infinite Author of all. In the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, their mental and spiritual powers developed, and they realized the highest pleasures of their holy existence. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become, and it was His purpose that, as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus, in course of time, the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and the works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect, throughout endless ages, the light of the knowledge of His glory.